Texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. The top stories in the news for you here is getting started here with the jobs report. During the jobs report, the United States added 310,000 jobs to the market in February, and that was once again higher than expected. So remember yesterday, one of the big stories was the new filings for unemployment was dropped more than expected. Well, today, the overall jobs report, the net jobs, ended up going up more than expected for the whole month of February, not just for last week. So that's a very positive thing right there. I saw this story here that the Biden budget, we talked about a lot yesterday, but now it looks like I've seen two different reports on Biden's budget. One is that his budget would increase the deficit, or sorry, increase the debt to 51, it would just increase the debt. Another one, though, says it would reduce the deficit by $3 trillion over the next decade. And it's like, okay, so which one is it? Some reports showing that it's going to go, debt's going to go up. Other reports show the debt's going to go down. So it's like, okay, we need the Congressional Budget Office to weigh in here. Let them do a whole breakdown, which it usually takes them a few weeks to do that. But I don't think it's going to matter anyway, because I don't think this budget is going to pass the House or the Senate. Ukrainian update here. They're starting to talk about what would occur if there's going to be any kind of peace talks between Russia and Ukraine. And it just looks like they're just so far apart right now that they can't even really even discuss like what would happen or what could happen because they're so far apart on what they're wanting. Then Alex Murdaugh, the lawyer who was accused of and he was convicted of killing his wife and his daughter. Well, he's now stated that he basically appealed the ruling, the conviction, still maintaining his innocence. So, all right, I'm not sure what's going on with that, but you know whether or not that'll happen, it's normal, and you can expect oftentimes that there's always appeals, and this will probably get appealed over and over and over again. So, not a big surprise, but yeah, nonetheless, it did happen. You heard it right there. We mentioned it late yesterday when it came out. The Mexican cartel has apologized for the kidnapping of Americans. They said their sicarios went rogue. They mistook them for rival cartels, and it was an accident. And they basically turned in five of their own sicarios for this error. So I thought that was kind of an interesting one as well. Then Iran and Saudi Arabia have agreed to resume relations after having tensions. They're going to reopen their embassies. And this is according to the Iranian state media, by the way. So agreeing to restore ties after years of tension. Now, that was kind of interesting. Mass shooting happened in Germany today. Sad story here has happened in Hamburg. Seven were killed in a mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness hall. Oh, man. So there's the details about this are they're just sickening. It's very, very sad to see the details that are coming out about this. Yeah, what did I say? I thought I said Alex Murdaugh killed his son and his wife. Yeah, I thought that's what I said. And he's appealing that that ruling. Let's see here. Oh, Michaela Schifrin has gotten her 86th World Cup victory in downhill skiing. That has actually tied a record for the most World Cup victories. So that's pretty awesome. And got a couple other stories here for you, but first let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
This traffic update brought to you by Avalon HR. Slow moving traffic getting onto the 3 mile bridge is going to start right at the north end on East Gregory Street. If you're heading southbound, expect some slowdowns getting onto the bridge. Also, 98 right now throughout Navarre. Very slow moving traffic due to an accident. We do have a scene. The scene of the accident is on the right near the Navarre Beach Causeway as you're moving westbound on Navarre Parkway. Extreme slow moving traffic backing up all the way to Hurdlebird Field. I-10 and I-110 throughout Pensacola are checking in without any major slowdowns, as well as just seeing typical afternoon traffic leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90, and extremely slow-moving traffic getting into Mobile. There is an accident right when you get past Mobile Bay, and expect slowdowns throughout the entire Mobile Bay Bridge getting into Mobile right now heading westbound. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-2626-111. And this traffic report is brought to you by Avalon HR. With so much going on, you need Avalon. It's employing made easy.
So some of the other top stories in the news here, Silicon Valley Bank has been shut down by regulators after they had so I guess what started is Wednesday, they put out a notice that they were trying to raise some capital. They were trying to raise $2.25 billion in capital to shore up its balance sheet. And the Silicon Bank, it was a Silicon Valley Bank, primarily worked with venture capitalists, apparently. And the venture capitalist freaked out. And so with them freaking out, they started pulling all their money out and everything like that. And within 48 hours, the panic was so much so that regulators ended up shutting the bank down. It's the largest bank that has closed since the global financial crisis of 2008. So Silicon Valley Bank ended up shutting down in 48 hours. Kind of a crazy story right there. I just saw this coming out from Breitbart that President Trump actually leads in the latest primary poll amongst Republican voters. And this includes if Governor DeSantis was in the race, even though he has not thrown his name into the race. But once again, it does show Governor DeSantis coming in second, even though he's not thrown his name in the hat. Only Nikki Haley has. So, which I've brought up before. So that's not pretty good. That's not good when you've actually thrown your name in the race and you're getting beat by somebody who's not even campaigning yet. You know? So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, though, we got top trending news with Candy over in the newsroom. So stick around for that on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is a, we do have this Leap for Change coming up. It's Leadership Pensacola's two-class project. It's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more, go to our website, newsradio923.com. Also, Gulf Breeze is celebrating their 27th annual Gulf Breeze Arts Festival. It comes up March 25th and 26th. You can join News Radio 923 and explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists, plus food vendors, and student art show, a local artist show, and a silent auction as well. So find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. Coming up here in just a few minutes, I was mentioning yesterday, well, it's been about 7 minutes. I was mentioning yesterday that time change, there's a report that shows the back and forth time change actually costs the United States millions of dollars a year, like hundreds of millions of dollars in productivity, but it also costs some people their health. And it's not necessarily just daylight savings or standard time. It's the back and forth, going back and forth between the two of them that creates the issue. And I've got some other statistics pertaining to daylight savings time coming up here shortly. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Do I just talk? Okay, sorry. It's Candy. I'm sorry, dude. I'm not sitting in for Pickens. I'm sitting in for Joe Ford. Okay, Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell remains hospitalized with a concussion. 81-year-old Senate minority leader fell at a dinner event in D.C. on Wednesday, and a representative for the Republican says he's going to stay in the hospital for a few days for treatment and observation. President Biden says a strong jobs report shows his economic plan is working. Speaking at the White House, he noted 311,000 jobs were added in February, which is more than analysts expected. However, the revised figures for December and January show 34,000 fewer jobs were added in those months than originally reported. And Americans are almost evenly divided about whether COVID-19 is over. New Gallup poll, everybody's favorite thing, found 51% saying not quite yet, while 49% think it's done. Despite that, only a quarter of Americans are either very or somewhat worried about coming down with COVID now. And again, as Bobby mentioned, daylight savings time. Do not forget this Saturday night, early Sunday morning.
Yeah, coming up here right away. So, Candy, what's your thoughts on the daylight savings? I'm one that's like, I'd rather just go to daylight savings and stay year-round.
Okay, right? Yes.
Where are you at on the daylight
savings? I mean, I wish we didn't have to. I don't want to spring forward, but I did I used to endorse a mattress company, and they did this study on how, like you had mentioned, how it loses money because of the back and forth. It's also the most dangerous time to be on the roads because people are losing that hour of sleep. So.
Yep.
There you go.
I saw that too, that there's actually an increase in accidents.
And you know how lazy I am. Hey, you want to do McGuire's tomorrow? You don't have to run.
Really?
Just kidding. Yeah, as it turns out, you could just stand there and wait for somebody else to cross the finish line. But yeah, you know how lazy I am. I hate daylight savings time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, wait, you hate the daylight savings time or you hate the standard time?
Whatever one gives, which gives you more daylight?
Daylight savings
time? Okay, I hate that one.
Why?
Because you know I'm lazy. I like to sleep in. It sounded weird. Not like Bobby would know that part.
Yeah. You can sleep in with the light.
Oh, that's true. I don't know, dude.
What's that got to do with anything? In fact, because daylight savings actually makes it darker during the morning.
Yeah, but who cares? Because I have to be here board hopping Andrew McKay and drinking my Red Bull, so I don't even see anything. But I love
that's
you.
That's true. Yeah.
I know.
That's true.
You're connected. Can't you move me out of this? I'm just kidding. This is really fun to sit in. Thank you for letting me do this afternoon.
Yeah, no, yeah. It's awesome. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, right.
Pulling double duty. It's a special treat for all the listeners.
Yeah,
get here in the morning
right.
And here on the
it's
way home.
It's a treat for me. I love you guys. This is fun.
All right, thank you, Candy. We'll talk to you again here in about 20 minutes.
Cool.
Gracie, what you got going on with traffic on the fives?
We have a lot of traffic this Friday afternoon. This is going to be slow-moving traffic on 98 throughout Navarre. We have an accident right on the Navarre Beach Causeway that's showing delays in the westbound direction on 98, as well as 87 in Navarre southbound. We're seeing extremely slow-moving traffic. This is going to be right off of Nevada Street. But throughout Pensacola, we have slow-moving traffic on I-10. This is I-10 westbound right near 29. No reports of an accident, but just slow-moving traffic as you're moving closer to Pine Forest. And then getting out of the 3 Mile Bridge, we don't have reports of an accident, but slow-moving traffic getting onto the 3 Mile Bridge. This is going to be off of Bayfront Parkway and Gregory Street, and it does clear up basically once you get onto the bridge. It's just slow-moving getting onto there. Lastly, we have an accident on Mobile Highway. Mobile Highway at Fairfield Drive. Expect slow traffic in between Fairfield and New Warrington Spur. See someone else, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, coming up here next, time change tips. So we got the time change coming up this weekend where we spring forward. So I got some tips on how to make the adjustment as best you can. I'll share that with you coming up next on News Radio 92.3.
built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up in about 20 minutes. We got your weekend movie preview. There's a couple new movies in the theater, and there's a pretty big one on Netflix as well to let you know about. And at the beginning of next hour, we usually do our jobs report. We'll hit that really quick, and then we'll get into our Florida legislative session update that we do every day at 5:10 as well. Coming up here in about 2 minutes, we've got your Fox News update, followed by your sports hit, and then a new trick in order to sober up really quickly. I'll tell you what that is coming up. Daylight savings coming up this weekend. I like daylight savings. I wish we just stayed at daylight savings year-round, but I don't like the back and forth, the spring forward, fall back. Well, this weekend we spring forward on Sunday at 2 a.m. Eastern time, 1 o'clock our time. Well, I guess 2 o'clock everywhere, so it's 2 o'clock Eastern, then 2 o'clock Central, then we spring forward. So we're going to lose an hour of sleep. And so sleep experts recommend doing this. Go to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier than usual tonight as well as tomorrow. Because if you go to bed 15 to 30 minutes earlier tonight and tomorrow, you start to kind of get your body adjusted a little bit by Monday. Then cut out caffeine. Don't drink any caffeine at least 6 hours before bed this weekend. And that's a recommended rule anyway, but they were saying especially for this weekend, for Saturday and Sunday, no alcohol either. Even just one drink can disturb your sleep. So maybe skip alcohol for the weekend in order to adjust better for to daylight savings. And then eat light. Don't eat a meal 2 or 3 hours before you go to bed. It can interfere with the quality of your sleep as well. So 2 to 3 hours. For that, make your bed a place you want to sleep in, meaning have clean, fresh sheets, no phones, no tablets. Get ready to have good sleep. And then, like I said, go to bed earlier. And they feel like if you go to bed gradually a little bit more early today and tomorrow, then by Sunday it won't be as shocking to the system to lose that hour of sleep. So there you go. You know what happens to me, though? I get stressed about the time change, and I end up staying up later. It ends up happening. So now I end up losing even more sleep because of it. Informative, local, dependable. Share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting. So there is coming up here in about 6 minutes. We've got another quick update from Candy Cullerton over in the newsroom. And then it's our weekend movie preview. We talk about the movies that are coming out this weekend in the theater and on streaming as well. Then we got your sports hit coming up here shortly. But first, let's get to your top three stories. United States jobs report came out better than expected. Coming at the beginning of next hour, we'll go through our unemployment numbers that came out, and we'll hit on that a little bit. Alex Murdaugh's attorneys have filed a notice of appeal in the double murder case after he was convicted last week for killing both his wife and his son. And then winter storms are hitting the West this weekend. And you heard that on Fox News at the beginning of the show here that I guess Tahoe's getting dumped, Colorado's getting dumped with snow. Here's something interesting. So we know that this year we've seen a lot of news stories about the West is kind of getting out of the drought that's been plaguing them for the past few years because of all the snow that they've been getting. But what's interesting is I was talking to my family that lives in New York City, and they were saying that they've had like one snowstorm, and it was like an inch of snow. That's it. It's so bizarre that this massive snowstorms that have been hitting the west, which obviously move eastward, but by the time it gets east, it ends up just being rain. They've had a lot of rain, but they haven't had hardly any snow at all. Like just one snowstorm, that's it. And now here it is, almost middle of March, and their snow is still hitting the west. It's just absolutely crazy. Very, very bizarre. Alrighty, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That's your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. NCAA men's basketball tournaments going on today in the different conference tournaments. There is number 17, Tennessee. Oh, boy. Might get upset by number 25, Missouri here. Missouri leads 79-71. This game is on ESPN. There's 20 seconds left in the first half on this. So Missouri leads by 8 points. And that one, number 5, Purdue beat Rutgers earlier today. Number 1, Houston beat Eastern Carolina. Number 4, Alabama beat Mississippi State. Ohio State beat Michigan State. And coming up tonight, at 5:30 on FS1, number 11, UConn plays number 5, Marquette. And number 21, Duke plays number 14, Miami at 6 o'clock on ESPN2. On ESPN, Iowa State, who upset Baylor yesterday, is going to play number 3, Kansas. At 6 o'clock, so that might be to see if Iowa State can do 2 upsets in a row. And then late games tonight, number 24, Creighton plays number 15, Xavier on FS1. And ESPN has number 22, TCU against number 7, Texas. Clemson against number 13, Virginia at 8:30 on ESPN2. Then, and then there's even one more late game at 10:30 at night tonight. I mean, there's a lot of basketball tonight on ESPN. Arizona State plays number 5 Arizona, number 8 Arizona. So lots and lots of basketball on TV tonight. Then NBA is going to be on NBA TV with the Cleveland Cavs playing Miami Heat around 7 o'clock. And at 9:30, Toronto Raptors play the Lakers. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. Florida Panthers are hosting the Chicago Blackhawks at 6. In Major League Baseball's preseason, Atlanta Braves beat Tampa Bay earlier today. The Yankees beat the Tigers. And the Dodgers and the Angels is tied at 5 apiece at the top of the 9th inning. So see how that one goes. Might go into extra innings right there. Let's get traffic on the 5s with Gracie Wolf, then I'll give you your sports news.
We still have slow-moving traffic getting onto the 3-mile bridge. This is going to be southbound as you're getting out of Pensacola. It starts right when you are getting off onto Gregory Street off of Bayfront Parkway and East Chase Street, and then it clears up once you get onto the bridge. It does clear up, but we just have some slow traffic there, as well as 98 heading westbound into Navarre. Expect extremely slow-moving traffic. We had an accident at the Navarre Beach Causeway that is causing some major slowdowns, and looking like we have another accident that occurred at Whispering Pines Boulevard. So extremely slow moving traffic westbound throughout Navarre. We still have some slow traffic on I-10 throughout Pensacola, moving westbound towards Pine Forest in between Pine Forest and 29. And we have slow moving traffic on Mobile Highway in between West Fairfield and New Warrington Spur. This is due to an accident right in front of the Walgreens. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to 850-262-6111. Or if you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We mentioned this earlier. Michaela Schifrin has tied the Alpine Skiing World Cup with a record 86th victory. So congratulations to her. Georgia Tech has fired their coach Josh Pastner after 7 seasons. He went 15-18 this year. This comes a day after Georgetown ended up firing Patrick Ewing after 6 seasons. Number 1 golfer in the world, John Rahm, has withdrawn from the Players due to an illness. Patriots safety Devin McCourty, 3-time Super Bowl champion and All-Pro, has retired after 13 NFL seasons. The Rams have released their pass rusher Leonard Floyd, and the Vikings have cut their wide receiver Adam Thielen. Dolphins have picked up Tua Tagovailoa's 5th-year option, and the Eagles reportedly will give their cornerback Slay permission to seek a trade. So that is your sports hit. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple of things I'll let you know about. You know how they always joke, well, there's a pill for that. There's a pill for that. Well, here's the new thing. Researchers at the University of Texas Southwestern say they've come up with a new hormone injection. What is this hormone injection for? It's to sober up twice as fast. That's right. So you have a hangover, then you can get a shot to sober up twice as fast. The hormone is called fibroblast growth factor 21 or something like that. And it actually produces in our liver naturally, but they figured out a way to make it synthetically. And I would love to have seen this one. They got a bunch of mice drunk and tested it out on them. First, they injected them with a binge dose of alcohol. Then some of the mice got the hormone injection. The ones that did sobered up a lot faster than the ones that did not get the... Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Now, they're also looking at maybe using this in, for other things like possible drug overdoses and things like that. But kind of interesting that they're coming up with a shot to help you sober up quicker. Speaking of another drug, this is very bizarre, and I actually have been sitting on this story for a little bit. Scientists have been able to, this is so bizarre. Scientists are reporting that they've been able to switch off autism symptoms using a $3 epilepsy drug. Say what? What? Switch off autism symptoms? Once again, they have not been able to do any human testing. This was done on mice, but which I didn't realize mice had autism, but okay. So they are saying that this $3 per pill epilepsy drug, it was an accidental discovery, but it basically it is able to, I guess, block certain receptors in the brain or something like that. And they said it switches off autism symptoms. I'm like, I didn't realize it was something. Honestly, I didn't realize autism was something that even was on the spectrum of something that could be quote unquote healed. Like, this is news to me, just the fact that there's even a thought that, oh, we can heal autism. And now they've actually found something that might actually do it. That's so bizarre to me. So this is the researchers noted that the most striking reaction was the discovery of the neuron produced extra sodium channels that are typically restricted in cells in the muscle protein or heart muscle. And these proteins are critical for basically nerve cells that overproduce things. I'm just like, I'm flabbergasted that autism is something that could be even healed. It's so bizarre. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from Candy Colton over in the newsroom, and then we got your weekend movie preview and today's sign of the apocalypse as well. So lots coming up this hour right here on News Radio 92.3. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's go over to Candy Cullerton in the newsroom. Candy, what you got going on in the news for us?
All right. Texas public school worker out of a job amid accusations that she provided drugs to students. This happened in this tiny town of Charlotte, Texas. Population is under 2,000. And Felicia Pesqueda is facing 9 felony charges and it's marijuana edibles, allegedly, that she handed out to high schoolers. Today, Senator Rick Scott and Congressperson Troy Nels had led members of the House of Representatives and Senate in sending a letter to the National Basketball Association. The NBA Commissioner Adam Silver sharing concerns about the Chinese Communist Party propaganda being broadcasted and promoted at NBA games. And a man is facing charges for selling fake sports trading cards, including those of NBA great Michael Jordan. U.S. Attorney's Office in New York City says the defendant was arrested this week in Denver, and prosecutors allege the scheme happened between April of 2015 and July of 2019.
That seems kind of weird. Selling fake baseball cards, what's he doing? Just printing them off?
I guess. I mean, I don't know why they hadn't thought of doing that before. I mean, you know what I mean? Not that you would do anything wrong or overnight, but yeah.
Hello. I don't know. It just doesn't seem like, I mean, it's just paper. How can it be, I mean,
they're,
you know,
right,
just cardboard.
They're fake.
How can it be fake?
I don't know. Well, I guess if you say, hey, these were really from Tops and you don't have that little,
I get you.
I don't know. I'm on eBay a lot, but I just buy crud that people don't need.
Okay.
So I
maybe
don't
it's
know.
Like, okay, yeah, I guess if you're copying Tops card on
yes.
Or maybe these are signed. Maybe these were signed too, and they're like not real signature, like real signed ones or something. I don't know. That seems very interesting. So,
it does. Well, that's a U.S. Attorney's Office in New York City. I know. If I knew more about cards, I could tell you, but I don't. I'm sorry. The gum sucks from those packs, but that's about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the gum was good. I remember my mom used to tell me because I got into cards when I was a teenager.
Oh, okay.
I would go to these card shows and they'd have these cards that were thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
And I remember my mom was walking in the aisle with me one time, and it was like, there's a Roger Maris card. And mom was like, oh, I used to have that card. I used to put it in the spokes of my bicycle when I was a kid. And I'm like, Ma.
Oh, doesn't that just
like
slay you?
$10,000.
Yeah. You know, thanks for ruining my future, Mom.
Yeah. She was just like, well, it wasn't when I was a kid. I was like, that's true, I guess.
Sorry that happened. Oh, well.
Yeah, exactly. It hurt my heart. All right, Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be getting into Navarre from Herbert Field. That's where it's backed up all the way to. So just keep that in mind. Extremely slow traffic on 98 getting into Navarre westbound. Still have some slow traffic on I-10. It's going to be in between Pine Forest and 29, so expect some slowdowns there. Our slowdowns on the 3-mile bridge have cleared up, and we still are seeing some delays on Mobile Highway. This is going to be in between West Fairfield and New Warrington Spur, and extremely slow traffic getting into Mobile on I-10. That's going to be going over Mobile Bay. If you see something else on the road, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Friday. Let's talk some movies.
Now.
It's time for
a weekend movie.
All right, a few movies out in the theater today. So, first of all, there's Scream 6 is out in the theater. Scream 6, wow. You know, I don't like horror flicks, so whatever. This one picks up where Scream 5 left off, if you're into the Screams. And then Champions is out in the theater. It stars Woody Harrelson and Caitlin Olsen. Woody Harrelson plays a temperamental minor league basketball coach who gets arrested and has to coach a team of players with intellectual disabilities as a community service. They end up trying to compete for a spot in the Special Olympics. So kind of interesting one right there. And then the one I'm actually really looking forward to is called 65. It's out in theaters today. It stars Adam Driver, which you know him from the Star Wars series. And so this is a sci-fi thriller. Adam Driver plays an astronaut who crash lands on a planet that turns out to be Earth 65 million years ago during the Cretaceous period with the dinosaurs. And there's only one other survivor, a young girl played by, she was young Gamora in the Avengers Infinity War. And they have to survive dinosaurs and other prehistoric beasts and everything like this. It looks very interesting. It's called 65. It's out in the theaters today. And Luther, the Fallen Son, is a new movie on Netflix. So this is the follow-up with the other Luther movie starring Idris Elba. A gruesome serial killer is terrorizing London while brilliant but disgraced detective John Luther sits behind bars. So he breaks out of prison to finish basically go capture this guy. So that one sounds like it's pretty good. It's going to be on Netflix. That is the movies on streaming in the theater. So I'm mostly looking to 65. I think that one looks kind of interesting. The Popular Science, by the way, if you want to go to the movie theater and you're trying to pick the best seat, Popular Science came up with the best seats. And I've known this before, but it was nice to see verified that it's stayed the same. When sound engineers test the audio in the speaker systems, they sit about two-thirds of the way back. So it's not right smack dab in the middle, and it's definitely not towards the front. It's actually about two-thirds of the way up. And oftentimes, it is in the middle, about two-thirds of the way back, but also getting a little bit to the right or a little bit to the left sometimes is the best sound. But, yeah, they're right there. So I thought that was kind of interesting. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Former Rhode Island governor, now President Biden's commerce secretary, Gina Raimondo. She did an interview, and they were asking about whether she supports a ban on China's TikTok. She says no, because they would lose every vote under 35.